When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
And gentlemen, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. On Blog Talk Radio. And that song, Friends We Meet Along the Way, by my dear friend Al, must mean that this must be Wednesday. And if it's Wednesday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, then that means that this must be and is the No Show. We are so pleased that you decided to spend your LPEs, your life's precious energy, with us this evening, learning more about how it is that you want to show up in the world, what it is that Spirit, God, the universal impersonal force that is within you, has for you to do in this world, and how it is that you are to do it. We are so grateful this evening, Carrie Kelly and I are. My name is Robert J.V. McMillan, and it is my pleasure on behalf of Carrie and the No Show and the Renford Broadcast Radio Network to welcome you to the No Show and to welcome back our dear, dear friend, Dr. Elaine Ferguson, MD, medical doctor, a practicing physician, an author, a coach, a blogger, and a pioneer in the field of holistic medicine. She is an Ivy League educated physician. That means she's a bad sister. She is a graduate of Brown University and Duke University School of Medicine and completed her residency training at the University of Chicago. She has practiced holistic medicine for over two decades. And I don't know about you all, but when I went to school, two decades kind of translated to over 20 plus years. And her consulting health coaching practice, One Health LLC, is dedicated to empowering people, empowering each and every one of us through educating us about the latest medical research breakthroughs that support a holistic approach to care, and has created numerous coaching programs she has to help other people achieve their goals. You may learn more about Dr. Ferguson by visiting her website, www.drelaine.com. That's drelaine.com. And you may also purchase her book, Super Healing, at the website address. Again, go ahead, those of you who are already I have called in, go ahead and put us on standby and call your friends and tell them that this phenomenal lady is on with us live, that she wants to share with you all how it is that you can bring about healing in your experience. We're going to talk about some specifics this evening. So go ahead, pick up your other phone, go ahead, send them a little text message and let them know that they, too, can call in at 347-838-9142. Press 1. Anybody, all of you who have called in by phone, all you have to do is press 1 on your phone, and that will bring you into this conversation, and that will let me know that you have something to say, and we will bring you in so that you, too, may speak with Dr. Elaine and make yourself avail yourself of this talented and woman of spirit that is being guided by spirit to do these wonderful things. And we are just so, again, excited that she has decided to grace us with her energy and her presence and her love. She's a bad woman. I already told you that. I told you that she is doing some really phenomenal things on the planet, that she knows who it is that she is, and that she is willing and wanting to share that with you. Good evening, Dr. Elaine Ferguson, and how are you, my dear friend?
I am doing wonderful, Reverend Robert, and good evening to you. Thank you for having me on again. It's always a pleasure.
The pleasure is ours, I assure you. We are so excited that you decided to stop by here. You and I are doing a number of things together, and we're going to share some of those things with the folks tonight and how it is that they can partake of it. You are just coming off of a very successful opportunity with the PBS Network, and you have Super Healing Now is on PBS. Yay, yay, yay. We are so excited about that. And you did a phenomenal job with that. And you are going to share with our listeners how they, too, might be able to participate. But before we get into that, I want for everybody to know that you may participate this evening. And there are a couple of gifts that we have for you. If you call in and we select you as number whatever, then there are a couple of phenomenal gifts that we have for you. So the number is 347-838-9142, and then press 1, and we'll bring you into the conversation, and you may ask your question, as well as some of you will receive this phenomenal gift. Dr. Elaine, tell us about PBS and that experience, and what you did with this super healing experience, and how you condensed a book, this fabulous book called Super Healing, with its over 280-some pages. How did you condense that into a segment for television, and what was the response?
Well, that's about 20 questions. Just kidding. those are really good questions. Let me just share with you how this, I'll give you the highlights of how this whole PBS experience came about, which is really just, I can just summarize it as it was all divinely guided. About 25 years ago, when my first book, Healing, Health, and Transformation, New Frontiers in Medicine, came out, I met Les Brown, the motivational speaker, and we became friends. And at some point during conversations with Les, and he was about to do a PBS Pledge program himself, he says, I'm going to hook you up with PBS. They're interested in talking to you about your practice, blah, blah, blah. Well, for whatever reasons, and I probably wasn't ready, it didn't happen, but he planted, and I thank him for that so profusely. He planted that seed in my mind, the possibility of being on public broadcasting. So let's fast forward to about 10 years ago, I started seeing other physicians holding pledge specials where they would give a lecture, and I would watch them and listen. I said, I could do that. So I've been saying I could do that for a long time. And about 2012, I felt I was impelled to discover how I could do it. And I talked to a PBS affiliate, and they liked what I had to say. They looked at my website. And long story short, they said, well, you know, we like your work, but your book is 20 years old. You need a new book. And as soon as I got off the phone, the title and the essence of Super Healing came to me. It was just like a download from spirit. It was beautiful. I was like, oh, my God. So I had to found a publisher. And long story short, we'll fast forward to about a year ago, the affiliate decided that they weren't going to assist me in the way that they had planned to, and I'm glad they didn't. Spirit always works things out.
That's right.
So the book came out. It was very well received. That's how we met. And I was working on creating this program, working on the script, and I kept working on it and trying to find, and things just weren't happening. Long story short, my little sister, who really thinks she's my big sister, calls me up one day and she says, look, you are not fulfilling your purpose. I don't know what I need to tell you, but you need to get on it, sister, because you are not doing what you were put here to do. And I would tell you, as soon as she told me that, it was like my mother speaking to me. Everything fell into place. And within 3 months, I don't even know if it was 3 months, let's say 2 months, I found a producer. This was in 2014. And last year we just put this program together. And I will just say that what you saw on PBS, which is called Super Healing Secrets, about five secrets gleaned from the book, the essence of the book, actually was all guided information. It was, you know, like you said, how do you condense all this good information? And it was really hard to do it, but when I listened to Spirit, everything fell into place. And I will tell you what I came to understand in a better way. In preparation for taping, I would just sit in meditation and prayer and say, Spirit, just use me. Speak through me. Let the viewers see you. Get me out of the way. Let me speak with love and light. And everything, I will tell you, it was just unbelievable how everything came together as beautifully as it did. Even the room, my producer found this absolutely gorgeous room that has the backdrop as nature instead of just a stage set. It was just, everything just worked out beautifully. And it's been extremely well received. The feedback that I've received from the stations as well as from viewers has just been overwhelmingly positive, and all I can say is to God be the glory. This is not my work. This is the Spirit speaking and moving through me. So I am humbly grateful to be a part of the process and the experience.
Absolutely. And a very capable part you do play, and we are so excited. We have been friends now for some years, and our first opportunity to have this conversation, this chat, was just like this one. I mean, people said to me, there's no way that you guys just met. I mean, and I said, whenever it is that Spirit brings people together, then there is no separation at all, because it is all about God. And that's the way it has been with us. That's the way that it is with us. I will gladly share that I, too, decided that I needed to have some health challenges in my experience of late. And Dr. Elaine is supervising that opportunity for me and reminded me of who it is that I am. In a not so nice way, you know. That's how friends are. They don't sugarcoat it for you at all. It's like, what, boy? No, you didn't. Okay, all right.
Well, you were
are you ready now? Are you ready now? That's exactly what she said. So I got to tell you that this sister is real, and she will tell it like it is, but it is for your own good. It's like we used to take it a long time ago. Castoria, what was it? Or
castor oil.
Something like that. Castor oil. Oh, my God, that was the worst stuff in the world, and nothing that they did with it whenever I took it helped to make the taste any better. But I did know when I took that stuff, I was going to get better. But you have to get better, because either that or it'll kill you. I mean, it's just that bad, that nasty. So that's the same situation, only she's much sweeter than that, than castor oil, in sharing with you what's going on. But now you have something coming up called More Super Healing Secrets, Questions and Answers with Dr. Elaine Ferguson. And so we're wanting for people to know what that is all about, what that experience is going to be. And you're going to offer some things for them to do and have unique opportunities. I wonder if you would like to go ahead and share a little bit of that experience right now, Dr. Elaine, and then we'll come back after we have talked about some other things to even more about that.
Sure. On March 29th, next Tuesday at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, I'm offering an online event that is a gift. It's free, no charge, where the participants can ask me any questions, much like what we're doing today. They just have to register. That's the only difference to get access to the login information. But I will reveal some things that I wanted to. As you said, you know, there was so much information in the book that I really didn't get the opportunity to. And I'll answer their health-related questions with the understanding that it's not to replace their treatment, but it's just to help them understand and give them some options and a deeper understanding of how the body works. Now, we have a magnificent body, one that we normally don't think of in those terms. We think of it as getting sick or preventing sick or suppressing our symptoms or complaining about what's wrong and what's not right. But we really have to, especially during this time of these intense energies going on this planet, we really need to be healthy. The earth, our human family, has need of healthy people. Sick people don't get much opportunity to serve because they're sick. And we have to step up to the plate and take better care of ourselves and create within our body the healthy environment that will lead to physical and emotional health and well-being.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this evening, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to have the opportunity to ask some questions, as Dr. Elaine just said a moment ago, of her, with the understanding that this is not the end all and be all, but these are the types of things that are going to come about during this next situation. I know that Carrie Kelly is standing by and she is chomping at the bit because she has her questions already prepared. I think she started about 3 weeks ago. So we're going to make certain that somebody else does get a chance to get in here. But we have some people who have already gone online and are asking questions as well there. But for those of you who have called in, I want for you to know that you may ask your question live, and don't hesitate to do so, because the question that you ask, 50 other people wanted that same answer. And by going ahead and listening to Spirit and asking that question, you think it's just for you. But believe me, there is nothing that any of us do to help ourselves that is not for everyone else as well. So please, those of you who are online, who are on the telephone with us, who have called into the program, at 347-838-9142, you may press 1, and that will then notify me that you have a question to ask. If you don't press 1, then I will not know that. I will let you just sit there and not get the healing that you could have gotten if you had pressed 1, okay? So be aware of that, and no question is offline. And so we're going to look forward to that. Those of you who are with us on the World Wide Web, you may ask your question in the chat room. And I am right now, monitoring the chat room. And there are a couple of people who already have asked a number of questions in the chat room. So you may join us that way as well. Back to Dr. Elay. Please tell us more about this process and how it's going to work. And I will share with you that I spoke just this week with our PBS affiliate here in Arkansas, in Little Rock, and this program has aired twice already in Little Rock. But what we are wanting to do is to actually bring you here, Dr. Elaine, and do a double-fisted situation between Little Rock, Arkansas, and Memphis, Tennessee, so that we can have our good friend John and the family from Memphis to get a part of this as well. Two different networks, of course, the Tennessee network for public broadcast and the Arkansas network, which is called the AETN, Arkansas Educational Television Network, PBS. So we're excited about making that happen. folks, a lot of good stuff is going on. You got to just stay with us and don't blink, because if you blink, you'll miss some good things. But anyway, please share with us, Dr. Elaine, what good things these folks are going to be able to experience on March 29th.
Well, they're going to learn more about super healing and what that really means, and how they really are in control of their health. They just don't know it. That's my true mission, is to help people understand how truly powerful we really are and how much in control we are in terms of our health and well-being, because we live in a culture that encourages us to be patient. I didn't say patient. Mm-hmm. It encourages us to be patient and depend on someone else, primarily a healthcare practitioner, to fix us. But the truth of the matter is, and I remember a quote that I stated that was edited out of the program due to time constraints, people have been led to believe that more doctors and hospitals and high-tech technologies will improve their health. Unfortunately, none of them will. And that statement was made back in the 60s. So see where we are now. We have rapidly progressed, and just about everyone I talk to about their medical care, their health care, they complain about how the doctor doesn't listen, how the doctor doesn't have time. Nobody's coordinating their care. They're going to different specialists. They get different things. Nobody looks at the big picture in terms of the health care system. And most people don't know that our health care system is a leading cause of injury and death. That's not reported, mm-hmm. but unfortunately, that's the truth. So it's imperative mm-hmm. for us to stay healthy, and we can do it. This is how our bodies were designed. We're designed to live with ease, and that's why the word dis-ease means mm-hmm. dysfunction and mm-hmm. changes that occur when we are out of ease. So mm-hmm. my mission is to help people create that ease on many levels and provide the nutrients to our cells that help to create health. And I'm not just talking about food. There are certainly physical nutrients such as food, our relationship with nature, exercise, emotional nutrients, positive emotions, spiritual nutrients, love, faith, forgiveness. All those things play an important role in our health and well-being. And if we're missing any of those elements, we are not as healthy as we possibly could be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. That's right. And, you know, I was thinking as you were saying what you were saying, Dr. Elaine, I was thinking about the three words that are key for me and my spiritual growth, and anyone that knows me or has heard me always will hear those three words, and that's serendipity, synchronicity, and spirituality, meaning that there are no accidents in life, and everything that happens has happened for a reason, and that reason is to remind you of who it is that you are and who God is within you, and that
yeah.
your natural right is to be healthy. Your natural right
yeah.
is to be wealthy. Your natural right is to know who it is that you are and to stand forth and allow that brilliance to shine forth from you. And if you are not doing that, then you are diseased, as
yeah.
Dr. Elaine said a moment ago. You are out of step with where the universe has for you to be. And this is the universe's way of saying to you, okay, get back in step. Now you see that you are not where you are supposed to be, so do those things that are necessary. Get this book, Super Healing. This is a very, very, very important book, ladies and gentlemen, and it's available on Amazon.com. Super Healing, Secrets That You Definitely, Definitely Need to Know About. And the subtitle is called Engaging Your Mind, Body, and Spirit to Create Optimal Health and Well-Being. And, of course, it's by Elaine R. Ferguson, M.D. That stands for medical doctor. So she is board certified. She is life certified, and she is God certified for certain. And she certainly is someone to have in your corner when you're going through various challenges, health challenges. And several friends of mine have also enlisted the aid and support of people. People that I am counseling have enlisted Dr. Ferguson's support in helping them to bring in both the spiritual, the metaphysical, and the physical, and the prayer work that we do. Dr. Elaine, I wonder if you would talk about that while we're here for a moment before I bring Carrie Kelly in, and she doesn't let me say anything else for the remainder of the program. But talk to us about meditation and a holistic approach. What does a holistic approach to healing, what does that really mean?
Well, I'll do my best to summarize it because that's really a very, very important question that has a huge answer. But basically, Reverend Robert, our ancestors throughout the globe knew that we were more than just these physical bodies, that there was something innately spiritual, meaning that we were connected to all of life and to a creator that made us, as well as possessing a mind that was the mediator between the spirit and the body. And they knew that there was no division. They saw life as a whole, as a continuum, as an all-encompassing oneness, compared to how we see life in this contemporary culture quite differently. So holistic just means whole. That term came about in the 1920s. It was taken from the word Heilen, which is an ancient, I think it's a German word, which means to be made whole, and that's where healing comes from. So healing is really about taking us back to our intrinsic wholeness that's within us, that's never been sick, that's never been out of harmony with life itself. But through our process of living and experiences, we've been guided to see ourselves as separate and distinct beings. When we are separate, but we're not separated from the divine nature of life. So a holistic approach is one that takes into consideration our spirituality, the mind, which is tremendously powerful, as you know, in terms of how it affects our body. And actually, there's no distinction. There's no place where the mind ends and the body begins. The mind, body, and spirit are really one unit, if you will. So when we look at the body is a reflection of our mind as well as of our spirituality. So a holistic approach takes those three aspects of being into consideration in terms of how we create health as well as how we treat and reverse the dis-ease and the dysfunction. When I was in medical school, I remember asking a specific question. I think I was a second-year student to a cardiology professor, and I asked him if heart disease ever improved. And he told me no. He said, it just gets worse. And I said to myself, that sounds really stupid. I didn't tell him that. But it just didn't make sense to me. And yes, it can be a downward spiral if you refuse to address causes or if you just treat with medications and don't give your body, your heart in particular, what it needs to heal and restore itself. We know now, based on the work of Dr. Dean Ornish, who's done this remarkable research over 25 years ago that was published in The Lancet, which is the most prestigious medical journal in the world. It's a British medical journal. We know now, based on his research, that heart disease can be very easily reversed. He was a student of yoga, and he took what he knew about yoga and developed a heart disease reversal program, which used simple yoga stretches, a vegetarian diet, meditation, group support, and people actually reversed based on scientific evidence and standard diagnostic technologies. their heart disease, meaning the clogging of their arteries, actually reversed in this program. And the interesting part about it was the sicker they were, the more severe the disease, the better the recovery, the better the improvement. So that totally changed the paradigm. And you would think that would be something that's reported regularly, wouldn't you, in the media?
But
it hasn't been. But it is, if it was a drug that reversed heart disease, you would never hear the end of it. But something as simple as yoga and meditation and a diet, oh, my goodness. And he's gone on to show that this particular program helps people with other conditions, such as prostate disease. So let me answer your question about meditation. Meditation is, I call it a natural medication. It is one of the most important mind-body tools that we have available to us, because what meditation does is that it puts the body in a state of deep relaxation. We know that physiologically, so it counters all the stress and the anxiety that we're experiencing. We know today that meditation actually turns on healthy genes that produces health, and it turns off the unhealthy ones. Meditation lowers the blood pressure. It improves heart function, lung function, relaxes muscles, improves digestion, even reverses the aging process, does so many wonderful things. And I'll tell you honestly about myself. I've been playing at meditation for over almost 25, 30 years. I would meditate periodically. I would experience the benefits, and then I would stop. And about almost 2 years ago, it'll be 2 years in August, I made a commitment to meditate every day. And I will tell you, it has changed my life, my health, and my life profoundly. And I meditate every morning on love. And I can tell you, feel the difference in my brain. My brain is like so much happier. And not only do I feel the difference, my functioning, my cognitive, my thinking is clearer and better, and I'm much more patient emotionally. I feel so much better. I literally, like they said with American Express, I don't leave home without it. And it is, I mean, people tell me I look younger. I'm happier. I mean, my life is so much better. I mean, it got me through everything I had to go through last year with producing this program while working a full-time job and dealing with issues that came up and, you know, unexpected things. So I can't say enough about how powerful a tool and gift meditation is. It changed my life.
Absolutely. And that's a wonderful segue, because we're going to play a brief meditation for you that I did for several of my clients. And I want for you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that you may download this program after we get off tonight. You can go up to www.blogtalkradio.com/ Renfred the No Show, and you may download this program and have it for yourself. So you'll be able to go over this information that Dr. Elaine Ferguson is sharing with you. You'll be able to hear that meditation experience over and over and over again. And I can assure you that that was the key for us in Maryland. We decided to really put our emphasis into meditation. Someone said that when we pray, we are asking God for things, but when we are meditating, we are just open and receptive and responsive to the free, full flow of God's Spirit moving into and through us, and then back out into the world around everybody else. And as Dr. Elaine was saying just a moment ago, whenever it is that you do that, folk can't bother you like they used to, okay? They just cannot, because you know that you're not going to allow anybody to get on that one and only last nerve. You're not going to allow them to move you out of your space and place of balance. So that is what this meditation experience is going to be about, that we will play for you in just a moment. I want to bring Carrie Kelly in. And again, those of you who are called in, I want to remind you that if you have a question, if you have something that you would like to know in terms of your own healing, and remember, all of the world's Bibles say you have not because you ask not, and you ask not why? Because of pride or whatever it is. Don't let your pride interrupt your healing. This is an opportunity for you to get the information that you need, and not only that, but for you to help someone else get it as well. If you're still feeling challenged by it, as one person already has done, now two, they have typed in their question, and I'm going to share that in our conversation with Dr. Elaine in the second half of our program. But let me bring Carrie Kelly in and just allow her to share and what have you. Good evening, Carrie. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. It's so nice to have you back, Dr. Elaine. I'm so happy you're here today.
Oh, thank you, Carrie. That's so sweet of you to say. Thank you.
So I actually did have a couple of questions. First of all, the nutritional value. There are things going on in the food industry right now that are compromising the food that is available to us. So with that knowledge, and we do our own due diligence about, you know, sifting through what's left, how do we create the type of nutrition that will support us with different challenges like emotional imbalances, clinical depression, perimenopause? You know, there's just all these things that the diet or what the food that we have to eat is. There's all this conflicting information when you have conflicting ailments, so to speak. that's a, you know, convoluted question, but I was just wondering how could one, you know, find a diet or some kind of a nutritional plan in order to deal with multiple issues.
Well, that's not as difficult as it may seem. So let's just go to the basics. You are absolutely correct in terms of what you said about the nutritional value of our foods in the food system today. Since the 1950s, just looking at the nutritional content of a wide variety of meats, vegetables, and fruits dramatically decline. I saw something where it says you have to eat 14 oranges to get the same amount of vitamins and minerals from an orange in the 50s. So, and that's true for many types of food. And the meats, you know, they feed what they feed the animals is just unhealthy. So the nutritional value of meat is very different. And then to add insult to injury, the processed foods. I was just saying to myself, either yesterday or earlier today, I need to even stop using the term processed food. It's fake food, okay? It's not real food, and not only is it depleted of nutritional value and it's filled with calories, it's filled with so many chemicals. We don't even know what's fully in the food. There's artificial sweeteners and MSG that causes severe neurological damage. There's so many types of flavorings and other chemicals. We don't even know what's there. So I just tell people, leave that alone. It's best to eat fresh fruits and vegetables. And if you want to eat meat, grass-fed beef. And that makes a difference. We know that just in terms of the nutritional value. And it's better to consume organic. People have issues because it can be a little more expensive. But I'm telling you, it's worth paying $3 or $4 more per pound. Normally it's not that much, but let's say $2 or $3 more per pound for vegetables that are organic compared to those that are not, because they're laced with pesticides and other chemicals that are, bless you, that are totally unhealthy. So focusing, and even I tell my, and this is what we do, we have a small garden at our home. You can join Urban Gardens. You can find community-based farmers, CSAs, that, as well as go to farmers markets and get those organic fruits and vegetables. Now, to get to your particular question about depression and anxiety, most people think, well, I'm just depressed because I'm emotionally upset. That can be a part of it, but our diet does play a role. And the latest research that I've seen has found that those processed foods, especially fast foods, contribute to depression and anxiety because it causes brain inflammation. And it even causes, they even cause the brain to shrink. Who wants that? Nobody. But we know also from a huge study that was conducted in England that, and it involved about 70,000 people, that eating 8 servings of fresh fruits and vegetables every day significantly dropped the incidence or declined the incidence of anxiety and depression. Plus something like the omega-3 fatty acids that's found in salmon and other seafoods or fish are very, very helpful. So there are things that you can do in your diet that can make a difference for depression and anxiety. You said something about you get conflicting information regarding different conditions. My position is if you eat healthy, that covers a multitude of health, you know, dysfunctions. And that when you create a healthy environment, you don't have to just focus on doing that for your heart or for your lungs or preventing cancer. All those things that you do for one organ system is helpful to another. Now, in terms of perimenopause, there may be nutritional deficiencies, particular ones that play a part of it, but there are also foods that cause inflammation that contribute to those perimenopausal symptoms. So you don't have to do either or combine it. If you give yourself, your body a healthy diet and the appropriate nutritional supplements, that can take care of both of the issues. Now, you may need some additional hormonal supplementation or something to help elevate your hormone levels. But in general, a healthy diet covers a multitude of chronic diseases.
That's awesome. That is absolutely awesome. And it's also meaning that in spite of the fact that we may have to go to Whole Foods or one of these other places that allows us to at least read the information and know that they are wanting for us to be healthy, and we are willing to pay to be healthy. I assure you that when I had blood clots in both lungs and they ran down to my ankles and then blew out the valves in my ankles, I didn't even know I had valves in my ankles until my doc said, "Oh, yeah, they blew out the valves in your ankle." "Really? I had valves? I didn't know that." "Well, what are we going to do now?" "Don't worry about it. It'll be all right. You know, let's just get you alive and keep you that way, and then we'll be able to move forward from there." But there's so much, ladies and gentlemen, that we just do not know. Thank you, Carrie.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I
add
Absolutely.
One thing that's very important? It is critical to avoid foods that contain GMOs, and that means most processed foods. Genetically modified organisms, as we understand now, should have never been approved and allowed into the food system. They create all types of chemicals and toxins, protein toxins, that affect our health.
Mm.
So to the best of your, genetically modified corn, genetically modified soy are the two big ones, but they're adding so many every day. There's a genetically modified eggplant. Who knew? They're genetically modified potatoes. It has not been fully disclosed to the public where these genetically modified organisms are in our food supply, and they have a genetically modified salmon fish now that they want to release. I mean, really?
Oh my!
You know?
Oh my!
It's
oh my! So does it say on the package something to that effect? Genetically modified? Is that a requirement?
No, actually, the the companies, Monsanto in particular, lobby Congress to prevent that labeling. But there has been a major move, which in some states that has caused for them to allow, there's been legislation passed for labeling. And I've seen some major companies, I can't remember, it might have even been Kraft, I could be wrong, but a major food company just announced this week that they would be labeling their foods, and there's still a fight to prevent these things from happening, even and to protect these companies and allow them to continue this, to add these poisons into our food supply. But there is a major, major movement globally to interrupt that process.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. We've got two other questions. I want to ask you to answer one and then to come back and just give a brief introduction for the importance, again, of meditation and healing. But one of the persons online said, how do we get our seniors to change their diets and know that it's good for them? Wow. Wow. I'm glad you're answering this one, Dr. Elaine.
Yeah, that is a good question. I'm laughing because some would call me a senior. So, well, you know, this age group doesn't really matter, but in terms of answering questions about our seniors, one of the things I've found is that people notice when others around them change. So you may have to be the example for the health improvement, because I've heard teachers say, talking doesn't teach, we learn by experience. And with all the health challenges, you know, there's so much good information you can provide to them now about the research that shows that for seniors, especially, let me tell you, people are so tired of that arthritis that they might listen, you know, because it is so painful. And the drugs that we primarily prescribe, the NSAIDs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, are very dangerous. Most people don't know that. Those over-the-counter drugs, I have an article that I just posted on my website today, about a new study out of Denmark that found that the over-the-counter NSAIDs, your Motrin, Advil, Aleve, Naproxen, and other ones that are prescribed, all have or cause heart attacks. We thought 10 years ago it was only Celebrex and Vioxx that were pulled when we discovered that those drug companies, Merck and Pfizer, did not reveal that information. But all of those NSAIDs contribute to heart disease. And the study made a recommendation that the doctors changed their prescribing patterns, especially for people with heart disease. So back to arthritis. Our diets, an unhealthy diet causes inflammation. But when you eat those fresh fruits and vegetables I mentioned and take certain supplements, such as omega-3 fatty acids, such as turmeric, which is one of my favorite herbs now, and other ones to stop inflammation, any antioxidant is an anti-inflammatory, that will help to relieve pain. And I will tell you, I've seen people, seniors, who heard about turmeric and heard about anti-inflammatory diets, and they change their diet, and they are pain-free. It's just that simple. We don't have to live with pain, and we don't have to accommodate it. As I said at the beginning, when we create a healthy environment for our cells get healthier. And the pain is a warning. Pain is present to let you know something is out of order. But when you go back into order, the pain dissipates. It's just that simple.
Absolutely. And with that segue, we are going to move, ladies and gentlemen, into the space and the place that we were talking about a little bit earlier, and the importance of not only having the vitamins and listening to our bodies and following the guidance of of Dr. Elaine and others who are sharing this information with us at critical and important times. You pass by the television set, and all of a sudden this television set is talking about the same thing that you are hearing us talk about now. And who do you think that was for? Duh, yes, it was for you. That's what we were talking about a minute ago, serendipity, synchronicity, and spirituality. So wake up to the messages that Spirit is sending to you, and then you will know for yourself what all of this is all about. And when you do your meditation and you do it on a regular basis, all of these things that we're talking about for our health, healing, and wholeness are about doing it on a regular basis. And once we do that, then we'll know. I want to play for you what I call our daily prayer.
And now we begin with our meditation for today. Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, Ascended Masters, Saints of all religions, we bow to you all. May thy love shine forever on the sanctuary of our devotion, and may we be able to awaken thy love in all hearts, in all spaces, in all places, both now and forevermore. That abridged and amended prayer by Paramahansa Yogananda is our prayer today, right now, and in this very moment, as we allow the goodness of God to take over, take charge, guide, and show us that which is ours to know, be, do, and have. We are so grateful for this opportunity to visit with the God force that is within us, to be healed of any and all challenges that we are confronted with right now, to show up in life as the God force active and at work in this space and place that is our universe of good, of love, of life, of healing, of joy, and goodness and grace. And so we begin by taking in a deep breath of air, filling our lungs to capacity, breathing in fully and completely, and holding on to that breath of air for a moment. And now we release that breath of air. We let go. We breathe out. And empty the lungs completely. And as we do so, we give thanks for the ability to breathe. For the ability to breathe in, to hold on to that breath of air. And to then release and let go and let God be God, showing up in the world as us, active, alive and alert in all that is, aware of the pains and the challenges and the suffering of others, with the balm and the healing oil of God's love to erase those challenges for those who are willing to listen and to be guided by the spirit of the God force that is within us, that also recognizes that same spirit, that same God force that is within them. And so we continue to breathe in deeply. Hold on to that breath of air and then release it. Let it go and breathe out into the world. And with each successive breath that we breathe in, hold on to, and then release, the body becomes more and more and more relaxed. Even more relaxed than before. We are healed, whole, happy, healthy, prosperous, and free, as God, universal, impersonal, principle, created us to be, and all is well. We are so grateful for this awareness, for this joy, for this healing power, for this direction and guidance that is sharing with us that this is the way to go. These are the things to do. This is the person to touch, to call. And this is the path to take to make our world and our day brand new. And we are so grateful. And the body is more and more and more relaxed, even more relaxed than before. From the crown chakra at the tops of our heads to the soles of our feet, we are now, right now, completely and totally relaxed. We feel the presence of Spirit, and we see the light of God shining from the crown chakra at the tops of our heads down to the solar plexus, into our hips and our legs, the tibia, the fibula, into our knees, into our feet, and the body is healed and made whole. The body is now completely and totally relaxed in this time continuum of oneness with Spirit, in the glory and the goodness of God. And all is well. And so we imagine a huge bubble of light descending upon this space and this place that we right now occupy. And it is the healing oil of God's love. And it does circulate around us, within us, above us and below us. And it expands to include all of the space and the place where we are right now. But it doesn't stop there. It goes into the next block and up the street and into the next city and the next town and into the next state, all across the United States of America, and into the homes and the hearts of anyone who is willing to accept this love and this light, this goodness and this grace. And it heals and makes whole. It soothes and calms. It changes from patterns of destruction to patterns of good and love and light. It changes the hearts of people and allows them to be whole, happy, healthy, and free, and to help others to be the same. And it doesn't stop at the United States of America, but it goes into all of the worlds that we know of and the worlds that we know not of. And it heals and blesses and repairs, joins and makes brand new. And all of us together collectively say, I am a brand new me. I have written a new script. I now act a new part. I am a brand new me. I believe in God. I believe in God within me. I believe in me. I am a brand new me. What was no longer is, and what is now brand new. We are so grateful for this opportunity to know, to be, to do, to have. And at any time during our day that the challenges of life bear down upon us, we simply come back to this moment, to this space, and we remember. We remember who it is that God is within us. We remember what it is that is ours to do and how we are to do it, and that the God force within us is helping us to do it and to overcome. We are overcomers. We have overcome. The God force that is within us has given us the power, the joy, the love, the peace, the prosperity, the healing, the wholeness, the mindfulness to do all things through the power of the God's consciousness, through the power of the consciousness of God that right now indwells us and is whole.
And is whole. And now we come back live and having that experience of the meditation make us at one with our experience of healing. And whatever it is that we are about, when we allow that God force to come back and guide us and to circumnavigate this phenomenal world that we have, then all is well. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you that the book is Super Healing, Engaging Your Mind, Body, and Spirit to Create Optimal Health and Well-Being by Elaine R. Ferguson, M.D. And in the book, there is a 40-day action plan. And part of that action is meditation. And so we have allowed you now to have an opportunity to go up online, pull this experience down, and that was only about 6 minutes or so of the total, I think, 12 or so minutes for that particular meditation experience that I did. But we invite you to go up online, pull that down so that you can have it. Dr. Elaine, I want to go back now to more Super Healing Secrets, Questions and Answers with Dr. Elaine Ferguson. That is going to be on Tuesday, March 29th, 2016, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 5 to 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time. And that event is More Super Healing Secrets, Questions and Answers with Dr. Elaine Ferguson. And this is one of the networks that is supporting that effort. The Renford Broadcast Radio Network is, in fact, supporting that. Rhonda Harrison will be a part of that experience. I will be a part of that experience. And so we invite you to tell all of your friends about it, because just like the one or two folks that asked questions this evening of Dr. Elaine, and she shared with them ways to change their lives around, many, many, many others will have those same opportunities as well. Dr. Ferguson, I wonder if you would come back in and share a little bit more with us about that event on the 29th of March. As a matter of fact, that's what, you know, in a week or so?
Yeah, less than a week from yesterday. One of the things I need to mention is that anyone who wants to attend needs to register for the webinar, and you can do that. Are you going to post it on your blog site, Reverend Robert, the link that
yes,
I sent
ma'am.
To you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
so
I just wanted to understand that that's how they can get access to this opportunity. It should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I love the questions. It really makes my brain think. So good.
And now, but it will also, is this going to be on your website as well? Are you going to have it there, or
no,
just will it be on ours? Okay, right.
Only going to be on
I
yours
gotcha.
Because commitment to Reverend Rhonda was to make it an exclusive opportunity to the Renford
right.
Network.
Right. That's right. That's right. I understand. And we want for you to stay tuned, though, ladies and gentlemen, because not only are we going to have this experience, and this is our kickoff thing here for Dr. Elaine. We've been supporting her all of these years, and we will continue to support her for the millennia ahead because of who it is that she is, what she is doing in the world, and how she is doing it, and how she shows up as the God force that is, helping and healing and making whole. So, again, that's March 29th, but I will send out a lot of information, tell all of your family and your friends about it so that they, too, can join us. I want to give you the opportunity, Dr. Elaine Ferguson, to close out in whatever way you would like. We are so pleased that you decided to stop by and visit with us, as you do periodically, and given your travel schedule, we consider that to be quite a nugget. So I very much appreciate that, and I want for you to have an opportunity to just close out in whatever way you would like.
Well, I just want to thank you, Reverend Robert, for the opportunity to have another divinely inspired conversation with you and your audience. It's always a joy and a pleasure to be a part of your program. So thank you again, and God bless you.
Thank you so much. Again, we want for you to know that you can go up on her website and pick up the book there. And that website, Dr. Ferguson, give us the website again, please.
Sure, www.drelaine, D-R-E-L-A-I-N-E, as in Dr. Elaine.com.
Absolutely. Very simple, so we can handle that. We are so pleased that you decided to stop by, and on behalf of Carrie Kelly and the Renford Broadcast Radio Network, we are excited to bring you programs like this that will help all of us. And thank you for answering that question, especially about the seniors, because we know that they will also quickly tell us where to go and how to get off if we bug them too much. But,
yeah.
But we can gently help them to move past where it is that they are, and then they will love us for it. Because the bottom line is they're having a ball anyway. They are just laughing. All right, guys, thank you so much. Thank you for spending this time with us.
Yeah.
We know that you could have been elsewhere, but you decided to be here. And we will see you next week, same time, same station. And we will see you on the radio, Blog Talk Radio, that is. God bless everybody. Thank you so much. Take care. We'll see you now. Bye-bye. Thank you, Dr. Lane. Bye-bye.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.